Well, we've obviously got a more diverse society. So the part of the issue is we're not dealing with something which is static. The populations that we are policing, particularly in the big cities like London and Manchester, are becoming ever more diverse. And the fact is, policing has not kept up with that. We've had great progress in terms of more female officers. We've had 4 female chief constables appointed just in the last few weeks. But in terms of getting more ethnic minority officers, of making sure that the police force is representative of the society that polices, we found this incredibly difficult. And that is really because some of the limitations of the existing legislation. But also we've got this particular workforce model where we have to wait for officers to work their way up from the bottom. And therefore you have a small number of officers trying to get through. You're putting a lot of pressure on them as individuals, asking them to do this and to almost be role models and to carry that particular burden. And that has just proved far, far too difficult. And just the last point I'd want to make is this is not about political correctness or targets for their own sake. It is saying that policing needs to be legitimate, but also there are very strong operational reasons why, for instance, when you're dealing with difficult community issues or when you need undercover officers, when you're gathering intelligence or whatever, you know, you do need a representative police force. You need officers from the widest backgrounds. And as I say, we have found this very, very difficult within the existing legislation.
We'll talk about the existing legislation in a moment and the limits, or the limitations, as you put it. Be clear, though, if you would, Sir Peter Fahey, are you talking about at all ranks or are you talking about the higher levels?
Well, so we have had more success at the more junior ranks, to put it that way, in terms of getting more diversity. But obviously part of the problem is that we're not recruiting many officers at the moment as well. But it is that issue. We're not like the BBC, which is constantly getting movements of staff in and out from different organisations and different levels. We have this model whereby you have to work your way up. It can take, you know, 15, 20, 30 years to do that. And literally, that is taking too long. And I think that.
So you're talking about the more senior level, are you?
Well, people certainly will look at the senior level. And that is clearly at the moment where we've got a particular difficulty. But that is because to get to the senior level, you have to work for the junior level. And it just takes too long. And certainly there was a prediction a few years ago that it would take us about 20 years to get a fully representative police force. Now, I think probably that's going to take even longer because we're doing less recruiting. There are far fewer promotions. And in some ways, the pace of change in the society outside has got greater.
So what are your thoughts on how you would improve the numbers of black and ethnic minority officers at the high levels?
Well, you know, we've certainly, and this was something we actually asked back in 2006 for, and nothing really happened. It is about, one thing to be considered would be about a wider interpretation of the occupational requirement. It's quite a technical thing in employment law. I'll be realistic with you. I mean, I don't see any great public or media or political appetite to do that. So to some extent, it is just trying to get a wider awareness. This is going to take a long time. We need to build it from the bottom up. We need to establish policing as more as a profession. We're starting a college of policing. We want there to be a Royal College of Policing. You know, we've got to make our police forces more attractive to the widest range of possible candidates. So it's saying this is going to take a long time, and people will get frustrated when they don't see that there is a fully representative police force.
Sure. So explain what you mean by wider interpretation of occupational requirement. Be specific about the detail, if you would.
Yeah, employment law is very, very specific, clearly, that when you are selecting somebody for a job, it's got to be the best possible candidate. Mm. And therefore, you know, you normally cannot take into account the ethnic background of that person or the fact that they're a male or a woman, unless there are very specific requirements as to why you need a man or a woman or, for instance, a black person in that particular job. And we would be saying that actually, you know, we need a wider interpretation of that because there is a very strong operational requirement, which is different from other organisations, a very strong operational requirement why you need a representative police force for legitimacy in a diverse society and for particular operational reasons that I've described.
Mm. So in basic terms, you want to be able to argue at an interview situation, actually, this person may have exactly the same skills as candidate A, may have the same skills as candidate B, but candidate A is black and we need more black people for operational reasons higher up in the police force.
It probably wouldn't be about just saying the colour of their skin. It would be particularly about their background, their experience, their ability to understand a particular community, you know, and that's really what we're looking for. Because a lot of being a
right,
police
well,
officer,
then you don't have to be a black or ethnic minority to understand that. The white candidate might argue.
But they could argue that, and they may be able to demonstrate that. Mm. But in a lot of cases, it would be somebody who'd had that experience of coming up through a Muslim community or being a black young person or a gypsy or whatever it might have been.
Right.
Because it is this difficulty that a lot of what a police officer does is almost being a referee. You know, you're sorting out tensions within communities, within different groups in society. And often the fact that you've come from that particular background does give you that little, that advantage. Although, of course, you know, we've got to be honest, to a lot of groups out there, the colour of somebody, of a police officer's skin is important. They do see that as a sign of the sort of legitimacy of a police force, that it is looked at broadly, to be broadly representative.
So in order to have this wider interpretation of the legislation, do you need new legislation?
Yeah, there would have to be a change in the law. But right. I think more important in an area like this, there would need to be political and probably public acceptance that was necessary, because it is such an emotive subject. Mm. And I suppose I'll be honest with you, I'm speaking out of a bit of frustration that we feel we get criticised for being too white at the top of policing. And yet, on the other hand, there is not acceptance of the sort of measures which might be required, which certainly have been put into place in places like America, and where you have seen a difference.